Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I wanted to get all the singing we could in because she's going to go upstairs and we're going to not close with a song. So I want to go to Ezekiel 44 and 23 tonight. I like to get to the bottom of things. How about you? Said from the very bottom of my heart. It's like, let's get to the bottom of this thing. That widow, if she would have had more meals, she probably would have denied that man. But she was at the very bottom. That lady that had that little bit of oil, that's all she had. And sometimes God brings us to the very bottom to bring us to the very top. Ezekiel 44:23, and they shall teach my people the difference. And they shall teach my people the difference between holy and profane, and cause, not teach, but cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. Let's read it again. And they shall teach, speaking of the priest, the ministry. My job is to teach his people the difference between holy and profane, and cause you to discern between unclean and clean. I want to teach tonight, what's the difference? What's the difference? The most important thing is the difference. Let's pray. God, I come before you tonight. I'm so thankful. Tuesday night, there's a gathering in Carlos, Louisiana. Others are sleeping. Some are doing whatever they do. But right now, God, your attention is right here. Hallelujah, because your word is being read and your people have gathered together to hear your word. And Lord, your word won't return void. Help us to be the receptors, Lord, that receive the word of God that's able to save our souls in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. What is the difference? Anybody ever said that to you? What's the difference? What's the difference? What constitutes the difference? Kind of walk around a little bit. Brother Ken, I want you to tell us the contrast between a catfish and a black bass.
A catfish has skin and a black bass has scales. And catfish is slimy. And a bass is not, to a certain degree. And one's better eating than the other.
One's better eating. They got different kind of fins. They eat different things. They taste different, right? One feeds on the bottom, the other one feeds basically on the top. One's mouth goes down, the other one's mouth goes up. One's green, one's gray, spotted. That's the difference. What we didn't talk about is they're both fish. They're similarities. They both fish, they both have gills, they both have fins, they both swim, right? They both come from eggs, right? This is some similarities. But if you really want to describe something, you have to get down to the differences. The similarities doesn't tell me the difference. But when you start telling me one's got a pointy fin, and you'll know it when you pick him up, which one's a catfish, by which one sticks you and which one doesn't. Then I know. Then I can begin to discern. But first you got to teach me so I can begin to discern. I won't make anybody else do this, but is there a difference between an ostrich and a sparrow? They're both birds. They come from an egg. I don't know if they're both good eating or not, but we really can't discern the difference based on similarities. We begin to discern the difference when you say, people can ride one of them. You begin to understand how big an ostrich is, and then you understand how small a wren is. or sparrow. Even though they both have feathers, one can fly and one can't. They both have wings, but the difference is one can't fly. Are you beginning already? Am I shaping your mind a little bit to talk tonight about what's the difference? What is the difference? Sharing things that are common, you never find out what the differences are. It doesn't set us apart while we talk about what's in common. And I'm going to go slow tonight because the Lord gave me this and the way he gave it to me, and I wished I'd have had about three more days to work on it. And sometimes we have the differences does not mean that one's good or is bad, but it means they're not the same. Okay? I like to eat catfish and I like to eat bass. I like to catch them both, but they're not the same. But I need to know the differences. If you're a math teacher, right? Well, you know math, okay? You do teach school, right? Okay. So let's see if you can get this. What's the difference? Now you help her out if she don't know this, okay? It's okay to whisper. Y'all take a team test. What's the difference between 10 and 4? She got it right. 6. That's the difference. The difference between 10 and 4 is this. But this isn't this or this. So what's the difference is what matters. Because I can make become 4 if I take 6 away from it. I can make 4 become 10 if I add 4 more to it. So 6 is the difference. This is good teaching. Y'all are going to really enjoy this. I hope you remember it all the way to your grave. So the whole point in this sermon tonight and in this teaching that I'm going to give you is the difference between two things. And it's what's between the two that makes the difference. What's between 6 or 10 and 4? It's what's between them that makes up the difference. And it is things between, the differences between the catfish and the bass and the ostrich and the wren that makes us to know the difference. Not what they share in common. 6 is a number. 4 is a number. 10 is a number, but they're not the same number. And too many people compare things. We're getting going to go down a little deeper. Y'all ready to go underwater now? Too many people compare things based upon similarities and not the difference. He did not say, I'm going to give you priests to teach y'all what's the same in the world and what's the same in the church. I want you to know the difference between holy and unholy, righteous and unrighteous, godly and ungodly, because it's the difference that counts. And too many times when people use similarities, they make an unfair comparison between the two. What's the difference between drinking alcohol and drinking water? Drink alcohol and you'll find out what the difference is. Okay? I want them to know the difference between living for me and not living for me. Don't compare that, it's just, we're just people, we're just flesh, and we're just... What's the difference? People, too many times, want to justify themselves, always basing their argument upon similarities and not the differences. Case in point, a lawyer comes to Jesus, called him good master. He said, there's not but one that's good. See the difference. But the one in heaven, my Father. See, I'm flesh and I'm spirit. He's the good shepherd. And he was showing the difference. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And the Lord said, obey the commandments. He said, I've done that from my youth up. See how similar? Willing to justify himself, the Bible says he said that. And the Lord said, let me show you the difference between what you do and being made perfect. The difference is, sell all you have and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have, take up thy cross, follow me, and thou shalt have eternal life. That made all the difference in the world. So you see, the similarities was nice. That he could have said, well, you're going to enter into heaven because you kept the commandments. What he wants us to know is the differences. So he brought this man from being the good, saying good master, to being a perfect servant. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me, and you will become perfect. That's the difference. Are you following me? Finding similarities is not what makes the difference between people. To find, when you base your relationships, this is what I'm trying to say tonight, when you base your relationships on similarities, you're making a mistake. You are making a terrible mistake. I've heard people say so many times that they were getting married because we have so much in common. Let me tell you something. My wife and I love each other. We've been married 32 years, but we're a whole lot different in a lot of ways. Quit laughing so loud. We're different in a lot of ways. It's the difference that keeps us together. I don't want to sow. She doesn't want to hunt. We're different in a lot of ways. But if we based our relationship on what we have in similarities, we won't get along. Because that's not what's going to keep us together. It's the differences that we know how to deal with that makes the relationship work. And too many people come into relationship, especially in marriage, based upon similarities and not based upon the ability to have differences and still remain. Whew. Lord have mercy. We need to discover the differences first, because they're far more important than trying to recover from similarities later. Relationships are so much built in the beginning off of, we have so much in common. He got hurt like I got hurt. She got this like I got this. And then you bond, but the differences is what will tear you apart. What is the difference between good and evil? Let's ask Adam and Eve. Because they found the difference when they ate the forbidden fruit. The difference was death. And they didn't see it until it was too late. But what the devil tried to do and was successful at was to get Eve to look at the similarities between the two trees. Is it not pretty? Does it not make one wise? Isn't it pleasant to the eyes like all of the rest of the fruit in the garden? Look at all this. Oh, it's the difference is God. You see, when you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. He convinced her based on similarities that it was okay to eat of a forbidden fruit. So based on the similarity, she swallowed it. And when she swallowed it and Adam swallowed it, they now find out the difference. The difference was the Lord God said, don't eat it. Death was the result of the difference. The Lord said you can eat of every tree except that one. So forget the similarities. Forget they look alike. Forget they may taste the same. Forget it makes one wise. God said, don't eat it. That's the difference. That's the difference. That's the difference between holy and unholy. That's the difference between godly and ungodly. That's the difference between righteous and unrighteous. It's what his word says. Woo. Hallelujah. Too many times people swallow something and then they realize what the difference was. As soon as they ate of the fruit, they found out the difference was you live in the garden, now you don't. I wasn't sweating, now I am. I wasn't plowing, now I am. If you would have obeyed God's word, that was the difference between life and death. Two fruits may look the same. Two people may look the same. That's great, but you better know the differences. God had given Moses the law, and he etched it in stone, and they carried it throughout the wilderness and all every place they went. But it was through the ministry of the priesthood where they were to teach these people the difference. Why we don't serve idols, son, is because of this. Well, why don't we serve idols, Daddy? God said, I don't want to know the difference. You understand what I'm trying to teach y'all tonight? I don't want to know the difference. Because by the time you know the difference, it's too late. God said, don't touch the ark. Now you know the difference. Oh, I wish I could get through to y'all tonight. Hopefully I am. I see a few bobbers out there. How come we got to offer a sacrifice? Nobody in the world does that. We got to raise this lamb and kill it and all this stuff, go up to Jerusalem, and what's the difference? Let's serve God. Let's put a God in Beersheba and one in Dan and one in Beersheba. That's what Jeroboam wanted to do. What's the difference? We're just all serving God. Why make this long journey to go up the mountain to Jerusalem? I'll put an idol over here, an idol over here, and we'll say, behold, our God that brought us out of, we don't see God anyway, but we'll put us an image there and say, behold, our God. Why don't we do that? Well, you know, when people can explain it, they go for it. Well, explain to me why we can't go to this, but we can go to that. Explain to me. The difference is what God said. Because by the time you bow down to that image, you're in the fire and you die. They didn't want three Hebrew children and said, the difference is the Lord said I'm not to bow down. That's the difference. Whew, my Lord, let me move on here because I'm getting excited. He said, and they shall teach my people the difference between holy and profane, and cause them to discern. I'm going to go deeper. Between unclean and clean. See, the ministry of God throughout the Bible was to teach not about the similarities between people, but the difference. He said, I do set a difference between Israel and the Egyptians. I do set a difference. You are a peculiar people. Why? Because God said so. Teach them the difference between holy and profane. Holy means to be devoted to the purpose or the divine purpose of God, where profane means to be in contempt of what God said, to misuse and defile what God said. Esau, the Bible says, was a profane person because he went again. He did not cherish the things of God. He was unholy. And we need to teach people the difference between holy and profane. He went on to say in the scripture, he said, teach them the difference. And then he went on to say that they may discern. Let me tell you something. If you teach me something long enough, you don't have to keep teaching it to me forever. That's why we shouldn't be subject to ordinances forever. There are times my dad and my mama said, you don't cross that road. You get off your bike. You look both ways. Well, Johnny does that. What's the difference? We both get across. I don't want to find out the difference. Mama said. And before long, I begin to discern why. You see? Teach me long enough, and after a while, I begin to discern why. When I see them picking up somebody in the ambulance and it's not me, I go, she was right. Now, I take that same principle to other things and to other things and to other things so that I don't have to have a teacher all my life telling me what to do. Get me started. If you teach me the things of God long enough, then I will begin to discern them on my own. But I have to know the scriptures. I have to know the basics. I have to know the principles. I do have to know thou shalt not touch, thou shalt not. I have to know that in the beginning. But when my heart is changed, sister, I'll discern it on my own. I know not to go there. Not because somebody said so. Because there's something in me. Adam and Eve had no power to discern. But once they ate the forbidden fruit, their eyes was open to discernment because they ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's why. And the difference between the knowledge of tree and good and evil and the tree of life was simply what God said. The day you eat it, you die. It could have been the same thing, exactly the same thing. It could have tasted exactly like the other one. There was really nothing to discern about it. Just take my word for it. But by the time they learned it, they were too late to discern it. And the problem that they had in the Old Testament has bled over into the New Testament. We've gone from the priesthood to the preacherhood, if you will. And I'm afraid it's the same problem. Listen to this. Ezekiel 22 and 25. There is a conspiracy. When something is conspired, it's a conspiracy to do evil. It's a secret thing for your own agenda. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. They have taken the treasures and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law. They're not doing what I said. And have what? Profaned my holy things. How do you preach against the sin you do? You thought about that? How do you preach against the sin you do? They have put no difference. We're all trying to go to heaven. The difference is how we're doing it. How we're trying to get there. We all want to go to the same place. We're all religious. We're all Christians. We're all Christ-like. And when you talk about all the similarities, that's not what he said to do. He said, peculiar don't mean the same, let me tell you. Look up the word. And have profaned my holy things and have put no difference between holy and profane. Neither have they shewed them difference between the unclean and the clean. And have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and am profaned among them. They don't even honor the law of the Sabbath. They act not even there. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey and to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. Well, I ain't gonna park there. Y'all know what I mean. And her prophets have daubed with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hadn't spoken a word. I have not spoken it. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and the needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man. Where is my priest? Where are my preachers? Where are my anointed? I sought for a man among all of these preachers and all of these priests and all of these ministers, and I couldn't find one to make up the difference. It's the difference that makes the difference. I couldn't find one to make up the hedge and stand in the gap to make the difference before me in the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. I couldn't find me a man. But he kept looking. And when he couldn't find a man, he said, lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to make up the difference. Lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, saith the Lord, to do thy will, O God. And we have a man named Jesus who was up high and came down low to make up the difference. I want to talk about the difference that Jesus makes in my life. I want to tell everybody about the difference. Y'all can talk about the similarities all you want to, but let me tell you the difference. I wouldn't be standing here if it wasn't for the Lord. Had not been the Lord who was on my side when men rose up against me, they'd have swallowed me up quick. It's the Lord that made the difference. Ooh, hallelujah. God looked at the gap. It was too wide. No man could stretch that wide. There wasn't a cross big enough for a man to get on. No one could reach heaven and earth at the same time. So the Word, the Bible says, became flesh. The Word, what God said, makes a difference. What He said, He walked out. Whew, this is good stuff. What He said, now He's going to live it out. And that made the difference. That is what brought grace and mercy to me. Because what I couldn't do, He did. And everybody has sinned and come short, the Bible says, of the glory of God. But He made the difference. He spanned that gulf, if you will, between heaven and earth and connected the two so that He became the man, Jesus Christ, the mediator of my salvation. Whew. I gotta hurry. I'll be here till tomorrow if I'm not careful. Is that okay, Brother Jake? Brother Jake sang about four good songs at our long song, every verse. But they were good, Brother Jake. I enjoyed it. Jesus, listen close, came to make all men equal. He came to take the difference away. What the law could not do in that it was weak, God sent forth His Son, made under the law and of a woman, to make up the difference between spirit and flesh, so that He became both in one body. No wonder the Bible says that the fullness of the Godhead is in Him. When you look at Israel, when Israel came out the Passover of Egypt, the Lord said these words. He said that against the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast when they come out. Not a dog move his tongue, that ye may know that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Now, what this is symbolically saying is that the dogs weren't just standing there going. It meant they were not rebutted. There wasn't any. They were like, here, take some jewels, take this, y'all get going, Merry Christmas. They come out uncontested, without the bark. He said that they may know that there is a difference between the Egyptians and between the Israelites. What was the difference that night? Was it the blood? Was it the sheep? I'll tell you what the difference was. His Word. Obeying His Word is always the difference. He said, if you'll put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel, I'll pass over you. So obeying His Word was the difference. If an Egyptian would have done that, they would have been spared too. The Bible says they come out of mixed multitude. There may have been some that did that. Don't know. But I know this, if you obey His Word, that's what makes the difference. The difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites was simply they obeyed the Word of the Lord. My. Page 5, and I'm quitting. Today there's no difference between anybody who obeys the Word of the Lord. The difference in religions is the difference the way we obey the word of the Lord. That's the difference in religions. You see this, I see that. That's the difference. We're all trying to get to heaven, but the difference is this is the way I see it, and the difference is this is the way you see it. But let me tell you, Christ died for us all. He shed his blood, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that of blood now applies to our hearts. And when that blood comes, it brings forgiveness. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And it brings forgiveness and salvation to all. So that we read in Acts 15 and 8, and God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. This is talking about the Jews could not believe the Gentiles. Oh, those dogs not receive the Holy Ghost like us Jews do. Because they put differences between each other. But God comes with salvation. He says, I'm going to make y'all all the same. I'm going to give everybody the same. I don't care where you live. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what nationality you are. I don't care where you live. It does not matter. We are all able to be saved by the blood of Christ. He knows the hearts and put no difference. Everyone say no difference. No difference between us and them. How does he do that? Purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor were able to bear? Why do you want to bring me back to that difference of when God has leveled this thing out, where we all have the equal opportunity to be saved? But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Grace makes the difference. Grace makes the difference because there's not a one of you good enough to be saved on your own. Not a one of you. And it is grace that may, and his grace is extended to everybody. And who am I to say you don't deserve? You don't deserve. I'm better than you. You're better than me. Don't put those differences there. And I'll close with this. What's the difference? What's the difference between being saved and lost is who obeys the word of the Lord. That's the difference. You say you love me? Keep my words. Keep my commandments. The man wanted to be made perfect? Keep my words. Sell all you have, give it to the poor. You shall have eternal life. Brothers and sisters, the difference today in living for God and not living for God is simply if you're keeping his word. The difference between holy and unholy is very simple. Are you keeping his word? The difference between being right and wrong, are you keeping his word? Evil or not evil, are you keeping his word? If you don't keep his word, you'll find out the difference from not keeping his word. How many of you could tell me tonight living for God has been worth it? It's made the difference, right? It's made the difference in your life. Amen. I could read you other scriptures, but the Bible says that some are saved by compassion, making the difference. What it's trying to tell us is that others are saved by fire, but some are saved by compassion, you making the difference. You. Compassion is what makes the difference. Grace came through what? Compassion. If God hadn't been compassionate, we wouldn't have grace. It's compassion that makes the difference. David said, it is thy gentleness that made me great. It's your compassion. So if you want to make the difference in anybody's life, how many of you want to make the difference in somebody's life? I do. It's through compassion. Even if you pull them out of the fire, it's still through compassion. Because you had to get close to the fire to get them out. Praise the Lord. Make any sense to y'all tonight? What's the difference? It's simply obeying the word of the Lord. And let me tell you this, there's always been an external sign for an internal difference. Always. We're not made to look like the world, act like the world, Any man loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. There's always been an external sign. For every covenant that God gave you, when you look at the covenant he made with Noah, I do set my bow in the sky. You look at the covenant he made with Abraham, it was circumcision. Every covenant God made, there was always an external sign for an internal thing. So the world can look like the world if they want to. I'm going to dress godly. I'm going to look godly. I'm going to act godly. I'm going to go to godly places. Why? Because I'm keeping his word. Not because that I want to be different. I want to keep his word. And his word says, I'll set no abominable thing before my eyes. I'll set no evil thing before my eyes. That's what his word says. Now, that's what makes me different, but I'm not trying to be different from you. You go, I stay, that's fine. I'm keeping his word. That's the difference. Do you understand me? That's the difference. And it's worth it. Living for God is worth it. Let me tell you, it makes all the difference in my world. Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you for your kind attention. As far again as we have Thanksgiving come up, pray for those that are on the road. And I'll be on the road for a couple days and be back hopefully by Sunday. So praise the Lord. Y'all stand. We're going to pray and let y'all be dismissed. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Sister Raynell, good to have your mom visiting with us tonight. There's not much difference between you and her. I don't know how many years that difference is, but there's y'all look a lot alike. Amen. Thank y'all for coming. God, we're thankful for your blessings. We're thankful for your mercy. We're thankful, Lord, that you gave us your word. You gave it to us in many forms. You gave it through prophecy. You gave it through the stones that was written on. You gave it, your son became the word. The word was made flesh. And you give it to us today. We have so many ways to tap into your word. We ask you today that we would keep your word. And let it make a difference in everybody's life. For it truly is joy unspeakable and full of glory when we keep your word in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Be careful going home. Have a